Misconnection Wednesday, where we scour the internet for love.
Elevator. Oshkosh. Saw you in my building elevator. You were with family, so I didn't want to interrupt. That is all.
What is that?
Oh.
And scene.
Around 1 p.m. Thursday. I came through the drive-thru a little before 1 p.m. on Thursday. We chatted a bit, more than normal for a drive-thru, though. Ha! You made quite the impression on me. I stumbled over telling you of my stupidity about almost getting to the window before ordering, and unfortunately even called you a good shake maker. Ha! You hooked me up with some coupons. Smiley. If in any way the chance happens that you see this and somehow I didn't horrify you, maybe dinner or coffee could further my lame rambles attempting to get to know you. I suppose put something like the name on the receipt or the total or some detail to show that the impossible has happened.
Listen.
I love you! You drunk!
Seriously, you are my world. You make me happy like I have never felt before and probably never will again. I want to spend my life with you.
Forever!
You have my heart. What will you do with it? Answer me this, Nina. What will you do with it?
I still care for you more than I do anyone else. One more week goes by, and I still care for you just the same today as I did the last time we talked. I miss you so much. I will not assume that you feel the same, but I don't know how you couldn't with all that we've said to each other. I know it's complicated, but like I said, I'm a very patient person. I've tried to move on, which is what you want me to do. I can't, though. I compare everyone to you, and no one else even comes close, smiley face. I hope you are doing well these days, and again, I miss you being in my life. I don't think you ever look at these, but by some chance you do, you can contact me using this site. So intense.
It's Misconnection Wednesday on WIXX.
I see you every time I work out. I wonder if you'll be there before I even enter each time. My skin crawls just thinking about it. You stare at me from afar and give me glances when we're near. Your protruding belly, leathery orange skin, thoughts of an inflated baseball glove come to mind. I'm in the locker room where you stare at me and every other guy and they're changing. There's a time and place to check out other dudes if that's what you're into. Maybe high-speed internet, but not the locker room. I'm tired of it, and I'm sure many other guys are too, so go away. That's not so much a misconnection as...
That's a rant.
I'm trying to make a connection.
Right. This bubble we are in. I feel like we talked about this prior to entering this bubble. Friends can be friends regardless of other situations. I'm not ashamed of avoiding our friendship by not announcing it to the world. In fact, I believe I am preserving it. Next time you leave, give me a friendly hug. I may be too tall, but you may enjoy it. I'm no cactus.
Okay.
Hug me. That's someone who is embarrassed of you, too. But I'm going to be nice. Look at me. I gave the ugly girl a hug. Such a nice person.
Barnes & Noble Green Bay. You on computer. I sitting near you. I couldn't help staring at you. Very beautiful and sexy. And I think you are Latina. You spoke Spanish to another person that was there.
That was your first clue. Yeah.
I think you noticed me and felt attraction too. If you see this and want to talk, please tell me where you work and what you do so I know it's you. I would love to meet you. How does he know where she works? Just from seeing her at Barnes & Noble?
I don't know. Creeper.
A little weird.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to shower you. Hey, hey! I've saw you around a bunch of times. You are smoking hot. You drive around in a septic truck. I see that you clean poop for a living. My baby's daddy don't do nothing. I have cleaned my 5 kids' poop so I could clean the poop off of you every day you let me. Why don't you hit me up and we can take it from there? I would love to have your babies. Message me with the color of your poop truck so I know it's really you. Smiley face.
Well, there can't be many of those around.
No. Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
That's for real.
Bread. You came in today, sat 118 with, I believe, your dad. You're a very gorgeous girl with a beautiful smile. You have braces on. You're wearing a light blue teal top with black yoga pants. And left in the passenger seat of a black SUV. Send me an email. If you know who you are.
If you know who you are. No, I think she knows who she is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love how people's first thought is, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go right to Craigslist.
You mean she bought bread?
Yeah. Wait, that guy was looking at me. You know what? I think I'm going to go right to Craigslist.
Oh, I hope the bread guy noticed me.
Come home, Sarah. I have felt the pain of missing you every single day. I've put my life on hold, waiting for you to return to me. Come home to me, Sarah. Come home. I have always loved you and I always shall. You are the one forever. Deacon knows how to reach me. I'm waiting for you. Be
rip.
It's Miss Connection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by Optivision. We've got time for one more.
You are the craziest tramp I have ever met. Did you only use me to make your loser boy toy jealous? Then you had the guts to sleep with me, and the next day, him? You're nothing but a disgusting, nasty whore. Signed, sweetest man ever. Heart.
Nice. Miss Connection Wednesday brought to you by Optivision, where LASIK is $13.50 now, regardless of your prescription. You call them today, 1-800-20-HAPPY. Bobby, quick info update.